It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. By the end of the year, the state expects a 500,000 more people to sign up for Medicaid and other public health insurance programs. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
The new enrollees will be people who've lost their jobs and their health insurance during the economic downturn. And it'll include people who, under the federal public health emergency, can remain on Medicaid even if they're no longer eligible. Kim Bimsteffer is with the Colorado Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing. She says this recession is complicated by the fact that it's caused by a pandemic.
And the pandemic, by its very nature, calls upon us to passionately step in to help people get covered and stay covered.
Bimsteffer says this will represent an unprecedented 40% jump in Coloradans receiving public health insurance. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
The Denver city attorney is dropping charges against those arrested for curfew violations during recent protests against racism and police violence, as long as the defendants aren't also charged with more significant crimes. More than 320 cases will be dismissed. At a U.S. House hearing on police violence Wednesday, Colorado Republican Ken Buck addressed criticism of law enforcement, saying only a small number of officers were bad. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on the hearing in the House Judiciary Committee.
Don't blame the police. It was a common refrain from Buck. The Republican touched briefly on the police brutality that sparked nationwide protests. He called for investing in police in vulnerable neighborhoods, empowering good cops, and addressing the root causes of crime.
A comprehensive bill, as was discussed earlier, must recognize the societal impact of single-parent families, of substance abuse, of mental health issues, of a failed education system, and of transnational gangs.
A Democratic member of the committee took issue with Buck's remarks, saying he was ignoring the impact of centuries of racial inequality. Democrats are pushing a police reform package that includes more training for law enforcement and a ban on chokeholds. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State Highway 119 near Boulder will be shut down for about 4 hours today for rock blasting. That's from 10 a.m. to 2 this afternoon. 119 is the road between Boulder and Nederland. It will close again for the same hours on Monday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.